Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
I've said it once, and I've said it 1,000 times for the new year, how much I hate computers. Twani, this wouldn't happen if we were still playing taped cartridges.
That's right. The cart machine would fail.
Back in the old days.
the machine would fail.
We're playing our Victrola here. Welcome in. The Weekend Theater segment is on the air. What's going on stage in Chicago? And I'm happy to have our special guest in studio with us today. It's a man that undoubtedly you've seen on stage here in Chicago. If not, I'll bet you've seen him in some great legendary Broadway productions like The Wiz or Ain't Misbehavin' or The Full Monty or Play On. The list goes on and on. For the great Andre DeShields, who joins us today, was part of a new production that will be opening tomorrow, as a matter of fact, before it goes on to Broadway, called Gotta Dance. Andre, welcome back, my friend. Nice to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
You have a little bit of Chicago history, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Back in the day, from when you were...
back in the day.
Just getting your start, right?
1969, the last summer of love, is where my professional career started. Here in Chicago, at the Schubert Theater, which is now called the Bank of America Theater.
Right.
So this is a kind of a full circle for me, because tomorrow, as you mentioned, my new piece, Gotta Dance, is opening at the Bank of America Theater.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a better place than Chicago to have this sort of fate, this sort of destiny happen in my life.
It really sort of is. I mean, it's got to be. I would imagine there must be times when you're in that theater, even though it's been renovated several times through the years.
Well, quiet as it's kept, it's been renovated from the outside.
Oh, really?
The backstage looks exactly like it did in 1969, including the peeling paint in my dressing room.
Oh, that's funny. Right. That's funny. So, but there must be times when you sit back there watching the paint peeling and just saying, wow, look at what's happened all these years.
Wow.
Look at all the things that you've accomplished.
Yeah, it's evidence that my choosing this profession was the correct thing to do, because the profession has chosen me. It's brought me back to my artistic home, which is Chicago. It's brought me back to some of the most intelligent audiences in the theater industry.
Yeah, and that's why I think so many of these shows decide to come to Chicago before they go to Broadway, so they can get some honest opinions about what Chicago audiences think about shows.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you been, the show's been in previews for a little while. Have you been?
For 2 weeks, the show's been in previews.
And have you, I imagine it's changed a little bit, that audiences
it changes
have been,
every day. We're working with Jerry, now do it full out, Mitchell.
Yep.
And every day we rehearse. Tomorrow's opening night, we're rehearsing tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
But it's necessary. And it is not negative rehearsal. It's positive, because we are a community of people who had to fall in love quickly because we knew the work that had to be done. And here we are in Chicago performing for an audience who is so smart that they are actually the last and most important character in the musical.
Yeah.
Because we're working in a vacuum. We don't know exactly what we're doing, although we're trying to do our best. But when we did our first preview and the audience told us that we were hitting some targets and they were responding with their laughter, we were like, yeah, we're doing the right thing.
It must be quite the dynamic, I think.
Yes.
While you're in rehearsal and you're not sure what's going to, you think you have an idea of what's going to get the laugh and where there's going to be a response, but then to actually get it,
to actually get it.
Places must be very gratifying. And I imagine there must be some moments where you thought a laugh was going to come. And
it didn't come. And you just move right along.
And then you see the director, you see this Jerry making some notes off to the side. Yeah, things are a little different tomorrow.
And then we get new pages in the script the next day.
Yeah, right. I've seen that happen because we've had so many hugely successful shows that did their pre-Broadway run here in Chicago before going to New York. The one where I noticed it most often, only because I went to see so many of the pre-Broadway runs here, was Mel Brooks's The Producers. And often, I would be sitting directly across the aisle from its director, Susan Stroman, watching her furiously making notes during the shows. And then I'd come back a couple of weeks later and see the show again. It's because I loved the show and I thought it was so funny, so I just kept going to see it over, and things had changed every time. Saw it in New York, and it was different than it was here.
Oh, yeah.
It just keeps changing and changing and changing. So that's the challenging, I would imagine.
It's very challenging.
For the actors.
It's also very fulfilling. It's very satisfying because there's nothing static about this industry. It's always, and you know, it's Newtonian physics. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. And that's true about the process of putting a musical together. You don't want stasis. You want activity.
Activity, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Also, we're going to tell you about Gotta Dance and what it's about and who else is in the show. Andre DeShields is here with us on our weekly theater segment, one of the stars of the production Gotta Dance that's opening at the Bank of America Theater tomorrow, and we'll play here in Chicago until January 17th before it moves on to New York City, opening in the spring, I'm guessing, in New York. Do you have a date yet?
No, we don't have a date because we don't have a theater yet. But we do know that we're headed back to New York. This is a big season in New York.
Yeah.
No theater is empty. But this is the season, this holiday season.
Right.
When shows prove themselves. If shows are going to close, it's going to happen in the first month of 2016.
Okay.
And then there's a scramble for the empty theater.
Who gets the spot?
Yeah, exactly.
Who gets the spot?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the big news that came out, I don't know if it's early this week or last week, that Hamilton is coming to Chicago. It's going to take over the theater.
In the Bank of America Theater, yeah.
It's going to be renamed something. They're renaming, I forget what it's called. It's a new bank that's got the naming rights to it. Is it private?
Yeah, private bank.
Private bank. It's going to be called the Private Bank Theater now.
Yeah.
Just to keep us all confused.
Right, exactly.
but tell us about Gotta Dance. It sounds like a fun
Gotta
show.
Gotta Dance is an amazing journey about everyday people and everyday concerns. This is a guarantee. You come to see Gotta Dance, you're going to fall in love with these individuals, because it's America on stage singing, dancing their hearts out. It's a totally multicultural, ethnically diverse, and intergenerational project that we're doing here. The story is inspired by a group of seniors who were the halftime entertainment for the New Jersey Cougars.
Yeah.
Now, these seniors are not doing ballroom dancing. They're doing hip-hop.
Yeah.
And the dance that they are doing is a metaphor for continuing to be engaged in life. Because, as we all know, nobody's dying any longer. Right? We just keep growing older and
That's
older.
Right.
And sometimes we wonder, well, we've done everything that we were supposed to do. We've raised the kids. We sent them to college. We've bought the home. What do we do now with the golden years that
right.
we have?
Like, well, now that we have some time to breathe.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Well, you keep dancing. You keep going after that adventure. You keep exploring the years that I like to call it, you break the Methuselah Code.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
And that's what this musical is about. People who are dealing with the everyday concerns about maturation. And it's not about becoming a couch potato all the time. It's about getting out there and staying involved in life.
And it's about, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've read about it, people who are auditioning to be this halftime entertainment.
Yeah, the conceit of the piece is that the New Jersey Cougars, their star is descending. So in order to promote their fan base, they bring the senior citizens in to dance. Now, in order to get the group together, you have to audition. And they're surprised that this community of senior citizens come out. And not only do they audition, but they can, as they say in the hip-hop world, drop it like it's hot. So the focus is on 10 seniors, 9 of whom are women, and one of which is a guy.
Uh-huh.
And I get that glorious position to be the only guy in the group of the 10. And then we have a community of juniors who are the people who do that cheerleading expertise thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach us the routine.
Yeah,
and so it's this combination of youth and maturity. And the kinds of concerns that we have, ordinary concerns, like mourning, like divorce, that when put in a musical setting, gives everyone an opportunity to laugh at themselves and say, okay, I can go through another day.
Yeah,
I can laugh in the face of adversity.
I can get through whatever life is going to throw
at me. I can get through whatever life is throwing at me.
I had some of your co-stars on our WGN-TV morning news this week, as you were a few weeks ago. But this past week, we had Georgia Engel.
Georgia Engel, yes.
We know as Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The mother-in-law, I should say, on Everybody Loves Raymond and so many other roles. And also Stephanie Powers.
Stephanie Powers,
remember,
yeah.
from Heart to Heart.
Yeah.
And as I said to them, it's like, I imagine you must have some dance in your background if you're doing a show like this. It's not what we know you for.
Right.
But, I mean, they must tear it up also, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, people are amazed when they see Georgia Engel and Stephanie Powers get on the stage and move like a youngster. Now, Stephanie Powers is out of that studio system, where every performer was taught how to dance,
how to do everything.
But you don't know that when they become television personalities. But here she is bringing it, all that grace, all that sophistication, all that worldly knowledge. And Georgia Engel, as sweet as she is, gets an opportunity to really wear some big pants in this show.
Really throw down.
Oh, yes,
she
indeed.
Throws.
And the audience goes nuts.
I can imagine.
Because they can't believe what they are seeing.
Right. When I was talking with Georgia off the air, you know, I was just having a conversation. I'm thinking at some point she's going to drop the Georgette voice and actually speak in her real, you know, what her real voice. That is her real voice.
Well, it is.
That mousy little Georgette voice that we know from Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Right, exactly. But without spoiling any surprises, you're going to hear a voice in Gotta Dance come out of Georgia Engel that's going to surprise and please.
And delight.
And delight everybody.
I can't wait.
Yes, indeed.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so glad that you could come by this
morning. Oh, I'm glad I could, too.
Had such a nice conversation with you last time when you were over at the TV station.
Yeah, we had a ball
We talked about your Chicago history in the rock musical Hair.
Right.
That blew the roof. You know, the old Mayor Daley shutting the place down and all the controversy that went along with that. And then,
well, in a similar way, Gotta Dance is going to blow the roof off the Bank of America Theater this time, because we don't think of our senior citizens as having this kind of energy and this kind of love for life. And I'm telling you, the people leave the theater shouting their enthusiastic vote of confidence.
It opens tomorrow, and we'll play through January 17th. It's at the Bank of America Theater over on West Monroe Street. You want to get tickets. All the Broadway and Chicago box offices are selling them. The Broadway and Chicago ticket line, 800-775-2000. Ticketmaster locations in Broadway and Chicago, Com. Break a leg tomorrow night. Happy New Year to you, my friend. It's always nice to
Happy
see you.
Happy New Year, yeah. I'm looking forward to 2016.
Andre DeShields, nice to have you here with us.